AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The stock market opens higher this morning with a better-than-expected jobless report, which finds unemployment applications dip 17,000 from the prior week. Weaker figures last Friday triggered a Wall Street sell-off. The Dow and Nasdaq right now are up in triple digits. Tropical Storm Debbie made landfall in South Carolina this morning and spawned a damaging tornado in Wilson County, North Carolina. It's the rain now that's an issue, says Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center.
A lot of heavy rainfall expected, and there is potential for some considerable flooding across portions of the Carolinas and Virginia as we head into Friday.
Authorities in Austria say a tragedy was averted with the arrest of two suspects on terrorism charges ahead of a Taylor Swift concert, which is canceled. Two young men alleged to be following the Islamic State group planning to kill concert goers. Andy Strauss from New York found out while flying to Vienna that the concert was canceled.
Why are all these people texting me like broken heart emojis and like so sorry and stuff? And then I went on Twitter and I looked at my mom and I was like, I think the concert is canceled. And like, it was very weird because we were like on the only direct flight from Newark to Vienna, and you could see it like ripple through people finding out.
U.S. health officials acknowledge that more federal money for utility help is needed during these periods of extreme heat. The Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra visiting Phoenix amid triple-digit temperatures. He says federal programs that focus on heat for low-income families also need to focus on cooling. President Biden today hosts the Texas Rangers at the White House, celebrating their 2023 World Series win. This is AP News. NASA says it may need to use SpaceX to get two Boeing test pilots back home from the International Space Station.
NASA says there is a growing possibility two astronauts on the International Space Station may switch from Boeing to a SpaceX ride to get back to Earth. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to make a quick trip to the space station in June. NASA says there's lingering uncertainty over the safety of Boeing's new Starliner capsule. There have been problems with thrusters. One option being considered is for the Starliner to be cut loose to return to Earth empty. SpaceX is planning a taxi flight to the space station late next month. Seats could be made available for Wilmore and Williams on the ride back in February. That could mean an 8-month stay. Boeing issued a brief statement repeating its position. The capsule could still safely bring the astronauts home. NASA hired Boeing and SpaceX. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.